Today's daf is Shvuas daf Lamed He, and we are four lines from the top of daf Lamed He Yomed Aleph. More sugyas related to Shvuas Eidos Mishnah. Ashpi ani aleichem. If somebody goes over to two Eidim and he tells them, Im loy tavo v'te iduni she'omar ish ployni litein li masayim zos. You both heard somebody tell me that he's going to give me 200 zos. So he doesn't owe me the money per se. He didn't steal from me. He didn't find my Aveda. He doesn't have my Pekodin. I didn't lend him money. But at the same time, he said he was going to give me money. And if you say that you're going to give somebody money, there's an inyan to actually give him the money. You too, Adam, heard him say that. I'd like you to testify in court on my behalf. The halach is that if they deny knowing the Seidos, and then we find out later that they had sworn falsely, there's no parsha of Shvuas Eidos. She'in chayovin, el al tfias mamon kipikavin. Because the only time there's a parsha of Shvuas Eidos is if this person was trying to get money from somebody else that he had actually given to him. But if this isn't money that he had given, or it's not his money per se that somebody else has, it's just that somebody decided on his own to promise to give him money, that type of tfias moment is not enough. It's not dumya dipikadin, as the Gemara is going to explain. And it's for that reason there's no parashah of Shvuas Eidos. That's the first halach of the Mishnah. Second halach, mashbi ani aleichem. If somebody goes over to Eidim and he tells them, kishetedu li Eidos, shetavo v'tiiduni. So right now, nobody owes this person money. But Ruvei knows that he is going to lend Shimon money, and he already designated the Eidim. And he goes over to those Eidim and he tells them, I want you to swear that when the time comes, when I summons you to court, you're going to come and testify on my behalf that I gave Shimon this money. And they end up swearing that they didn't know the money about this loan. Hari elu pturim, this cannot ever result in a parasha shvuas eidos, mipnei shekodmo shvuah le'eidos. You need that first the eidim should be eidim, and then they should swear that they don't know about the eidos. But over here, if they first swear, and then afterwards, they first become Edom. So again, the Gemara is going to learn that out from a pasuk. There's no parasha of Shvuas Eidos. The third Chiddush. Amar b'Beis HaKnesses says, a person gets up in shul one day, v'amar, he gives a clap on the bima. He says, Mashpi ani aleichem shematem yoidim li Eidos, shetavoyu v'te'iduni. There are two people in this room that know Eidos, that can help me in court. I'm not saying who they are, but you know who you are, and you're in shul right now. I want you to come, and I want you to testify on my behalf. The halach is, harei elu pturim. If they swear they don't know, falsely, etc., etc., there's no parasha shvuas eidos. Fourth halach, amar l'shnayim mashpi ani aleichem, ishpleini uploini, shematem yoidim li eidos, shetavo v'she'iduni, shvua she'enoni yoidim l'cha eidos. And then the eidim swear that they don't know eidos. V'hem yoid, the truth is they did know. However, they knew it eidos, eid mi pi eid, meaning they knew it secondhand. Or if one of them was a car of apostle, they're going to be potter. So if they knew Eidos, but they knew it indirectly, the halach is their potter. This is a rather simple halacha. It's actually related to the very first halach in the perek. And that is the only time there's a parasha of Shvuas Eidos is if had you testified in court, your testimony would have been accepted. But being that these people, had they testified, their testimony would not have been accepted, either because Nimtza Echad Meyam Kariv Apostle, or because they only know it, Eid Mi Pi Eid, just like Shvuas Eidos Neheges Ban Noshen V'loy Ben Noshen, V'ksherim V'loy Ben Psulim, B'rchaikim V'loy Ben Krivim. In that same vein, this halacha of the Mishnah is true. And finally, the fifth halacha of the Mishnah, Shalach B'yad Avdoi, if somebody sends his Eved to be Teveya Eidim on his behalf to come say Eidos, or if the Nitva himself, interesting, usually the Nitva would not be the ones that would summons the Eidim on behalf of the Teveya. But let's say that's what happened, Akasha Famaisa, and the Nitva or this Eved says, Mashpi ani aleichem, shematem yoidim lo eidu shetavobeti yudu, hare elu pturim, the halach is potter, ad sheyishmu mipia teveya. The only time there's a parasha shuas the Eidos is if the Eidim deny knowing Eidos, they swear they don't know Eidos, obviously they swore falsely, but who did they swear to? Who is being teveya them? The person who's owed the money. But if this is an Eved, or if it's the Nitva, it's some third person, the halach is not going to be true. We already saw earlier in the perek that there is a concept of harsha. There's a concept where I can appoint a shliach to be Tevei Edom on my behalf, just like you can make a shliach lo hilacha Fegerishin, a shlich, like Kabbalah, Fegerishin, Ish Mekadesh, Boya Bishluchai. So there's a concept of a power of attorney of a Harsha when it comes to this halach as well. Obviously, we're talking about where there was no shlichos. If there's no shlichos, then the halach is there's no parash of Shvuos Eidos Eidos. And the Mishnah said five halachas, all rather straightforward, and now the Gemara is going to bring the Makairis to these five halachas. Tan Rabbanon, Mashpia, Ani Aleichem, Loi Tavo, Viti Uduni, Sha'omar, Shplaini, Liti, Lima, Sayim, Zuz, Vilei, Nasan. So the first halach in the Mishnah, which is also mentioned in this Braisa, where somebody goes over to Edom and he tells him, I want you to testify on my behalf because you heard somebody say that he's going to give me money. So he doesn't owe me the money per se, but he said he's going to give me the money. Come testify on my behalf. Yochel Yuchayavim, I would have thought that type of Edos can result in Shavuos Eidos, Talmud Loimar, Techete L'Gzei Rishavet. Nemar Kan Techete, it says in the parasha Shavuos Eidos, V'Nefesh Ki Secheta, V'Nemar Lahalon Techete. And it says in the parasha Shavuos HaPekadon, Nefesh Ki Secheta. Ma Lahalon B'Tfias Moment. Just like Shavuos HaPekadon is discussing a case where somebody's trying to get money from somebody else. But what kind of money? Money that he's owed. Afkam B'Tfias Moment V'Yeshloi, so to Shavuos Eidos is only Nageya if the person is being today Edom to say Edos on his behalf so that they can testify that somebody will give him money that is owed to him. In this case, when someone just promises, he pledges to give this person money, being that the money wasn't owed to him, it was just some discretionary promise that this person decided that he was going to make. In that instance, there's no halacha of Shavuos Eidos. Mashpi ani aleichem kishetedu li Eidos. So the Mishnah said a halacha that the Eidos has to be kadma l'shvua. But if the shvua was kadma l'Eidos, meaning you can't swear falsely about Eidos that you don't even know yet, and then later have a parasha of Shavuos Eidos. The parasha of Shavuos Eidos describes the Shavuah, right? The Iker Shavuah in the parasha of Shavuos Eidos is Mushba Mipi Acher. The Shama Koil Allah. You heard the Shavuah. Someone else was the one that made it. So what happened? Diktuk. The aid was Shama Koil Allah. He heard a Shavuah. Mushba Mipi Acher. And he had previously been. Vahu aid. He had been an aid prior to hearing the Shavuah. Why? Because he was Ra, Ayada. So we darshan Misha Kadme Eidos LaShavuah. The only time you have Shavuos Eidos is if it's similar to this exact description that the Torah gives. Where first you were an aid, and then afterwards there was a Shavuah. It was Vashama Koil Allah. Vahu aid. He had previously been an aid. Vahu Kadme Shavuah Eidos. But if the Shavuah comes before the Eidos, there's no halach. The next halach of the Mishnah was Amar beBeis HaKnesses vaOmar Mashpiyani Alech. Somebody gets up in Beis HaKnesses and he says that you know who you are. You're in this minion. I want you to come and testify on my behalf. Kfira, Shvua, the whole nine yards. There's no halach of Shvua Eidos. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said Afilu Eidav Beinem. This is true that even if the Eidim were amongst this group, Frank the Gemara, Pshita, I mean, if the Eidim weren't there, then obviously there's no Shavuos Eidos. Shavuos Eidos only applies if you're Tevei Eidim. So, Bukhura, the only way to read the Mishnah for there to be even a little bit of a Chiddush is the Eidim were amongst the people. But being that you didn't single them out, you just said it to a Tzibur, you said it to a group, that's why the Halacha doesn't apply. So why did Shmuel find it necessary to clarify the Mishnah and say the Mishnah is discussing where the Eidim were there? So the Gemara says, you're right, that wasn't Shmuel's Chiddush. That's obvious. What he meant to say was, even if the Edom was sitting right next to the Bima, they were sitting, you know, in the Mizrachvat. I would have thought, that being that those two Edom are standing right next to them, it's as if he's talking directly to them. No. Talking directly to them means you're talking directly to them. If they're amongst the group and it looks like you're discussing it with the group, even though they're closest to you, that doesn't matter. If the person saw a group of people, the Edom, and his Edom were there. He tells the group of people. So he's not just talking to the Edom. He's talking to the Siya Shobnei Yodim. I would have thought there should be Shavuos Eidos. Being that he wasn't miyachid the Edim, he said it to a group. So this is Tanya Namihachi. It's a brisa that says essentially what the Mishnah says. Yochel, and this is what we're bringing the brisa for. Afilo Omar Kola Oimdim Kan. I would have thought that even if he says Kola Oimdim Kan, he adds those words. Even there, there should be no Shavuos Eidos. What does Kola Oimdim Kan mean? Zok Rashi. It sounds like he means the people that are standing closest to him. So if he specifically tells the people closest to him, I mean you, I would have thought even in that case there should be no Shavuos Eidos. Tamaloymer, no, there there will be. V'hu ain't v'harei yiched Eido. That was what Shmuel was saying. Shmuel was commenting on the Mishnah, something that's before us in the Braisa, that the only time it's true that Omar Beveis HaKnesses v'Omar Mashbiani Aleichem, that the halacha is there's no Shavuos Eidos, is when you're not Miyachid Eidos. So if all you say is, I mean, someone in this group, being that you didn't single anybody out, there's no Shavuos Eidos. But at the same time, if you would single somebody out in the group, even if you would do it in a very subtle way, such as you would say, Kol Ha'omdim Kan, that would be enough now that there should be a parasha of Shavuos Eidos. Amar L'Shmayim Mashbiani Aleichem Tanu Rabban. Amar L'Shmayim Mashbiani Aleichem Ployni Uployni Matam Yoidim Li Eidos Shetav Ovat Yehuduni Vein Yoidim Lo Yehidos. These Eidim knew Eidos, but they knew it Eid Mi Pi Eid Oy Shehoye Echem Yem Korev Epasa Yoch Yoch Hayavim. I would have thought this would be Shavuos Eidos Tamad Loime Im Lo Yagid V'Nos Havoynei B'Ru'uyin La Hagodah HaKasav Medabra. Again, this is the first halach in the parak, that the only time this is true is if these Eidim could have said Eidos, but had they not been able to say Eidos in court anyways. Why? Korev Pasol Eid mi pi eid, then there's no parasha of Shavuos Eidos. So what was the fifth halacha of the Mishnah? The fifth halacha was, Shalach biyad avdai, if somebody sends his eved, or if the nitva himself goes over to the eidim, the halacha is, there's no Shavuos Eidos. You need that the person who's owed the money should be tevei. But if the person that's owed the money is not the one that's tevei, there's no Shavuos Eidos. Tanu Rabban and Abrais. Shalach biyad avdai, oi shalach biyad nitva, mashbiyani aleichem, shumatim yedim li eidos. Shetavoyu, viti'i duhu, yoch yu chayovim. I would have thought you should be chayv, tamadoyim, im la yagiv nos avoyne. My tamudo. What do you see in lo yagid v'nasa avoyne? Where does it see the teve? Amar Rabbi Lazar, gishmak. In lo yagid ksiv. In loy, the word loy is written loy mitavov and loy mitan aleph. It's loy lamid vav aleph. So we darshin in loy, lo yagid. If you're not going to tell him, who's him? The person that the money is owed to, then v'nasa avoyne. But v'im la'acher lo yagid. But if you're going to refuse somebody else, who's the somebody else? Not the person that the money is owed to. Patis, it doesn't just say v'im lo yagid if you're not going to say eidos. V'im loy lo yagid. V'im loy metavuv. Loy yagid metan aleph. That's when you have the parasha of Shavuos Eidos. Either way, five very straightforward halachas with five very straightforward mekayres. As we turn our attention to the next Mishnah and this next sugya, it's a classic. You have to put an asterisk next to this next sugya. Mashpiani aleichem, if somebody is toiveya edem to come testify on his behalf. Mushba mi piacher. So again, Shavuos Eidos can go down in one of two ways. Either the edem swear that they don't know Eidos, falsely, or the toiveya is the one who's mashpia the edem. I want you to swear that you don't know Eidos. They don't say amen, because if they said amen, it would be as if they swore. Because kaloina amen achar ha-shvuah, kemoitzi shvuah mipivdami. But after they heard the shvuah from the teveya, they said, we stand by our denial. Meaning, we're not impressed with the shvuah, whatever. That's basically their reaction. So the halach is that, even though they didn't recite the shvuah, they didn't even say amen, the halach is, still, you're going to have the halach of shvuah seitos. It says the Mishnah, how could that mushba mipi achirim go down? Different nuschos. Mashpiyani aleichem, mitzavani aleichem, oisarchem ani, harei elu chayovim, those are all languages, all the schois of shvua, and you're gonna have the halach of mushbi piacherim. The Gemara is gonna explain. So we're gonna see, and really the theme of the daf is going to be that the only time a shvua is considered a shvua as it relates to halach of shvua zeidos is if the shvua was made in the name of Hashem. So you would have to swear in the name of kaviyachol falsely in order for there to be a halach of shvua zeidos. If, however, the Edom swear, but they don't swear in the name of Hashem, then there's no halacha of Shavuos Eidos. So we spoke out in the intro to Perek Shavuos Shtayim Basra, Machlokes Rambam Ravid, as it relates to Shavuos Bitoy. Shavuos Bitoy is the classic Shavuos. Shavuos Sha'oichel, Shavuos Sha'loyoichel, Shavuos Sha'ochalti, Shavuos Sha'loyoichalti. That Shavuos, does that Shavuos require that it be in the name of Hashem in order for it to have the halachos of Shavuos Bitoy, Karbon Oil V'Yoyred, Malkus, Layachal Dvari, etc. Or not? That's Machlokes Rambam Raid. But as it relates to Shavuos HaEdus, that's clear, that's a Mishnah, that's a whole Festa Sugi and Shas, where the only time the Shavuos is a Shavuos is if you swear in the name of Hashem. So if a person swears, but not in the name of Hashem, it's just a Shavuos that I don't know Edus. That's nothing as it relates to Shavuos HaEdus. Maybe it's a Shavuos Sheker, according to the opinions, that a Shavuos Bitoy without the Shem Hashem is a Shavuos Sheker. But as it relates to Shavuos HaEdus, with the carbon Shavuos HaEdus, the Oil of Yoyret, etc., that you're only going to have if you swear in the name of Hashem. Says the Mishnah, what if the person swore Bashamayim in the Oretz? So the Edom say, we don't know Edus, and we swear in the name of heaven and earth that we don't know Edus. Harei Lupturim. Because heaven and earth are celestial beings, but it's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You didn't swear in the name of Hashem. But Aleph Dalet, let's say a person does swear in the name of Hashem. Which name? Aleph Dalet in the Shem Adnos. Or Yudke, as in Yudke Vavke. Beshakai, Betzvokos, Bechanon, Verachum, Be'erech Alpayim, Verav Chesed, Uvechol HaKinuyim, or other kinuyim, other words that seems to suggest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hare Elu Chayovim, then there is going to be a parasha Shavuos HaEdus. At first glance, the Mishnah seems to be saying a chiddush, that the idea of swearing in the name of Hashem doesn't require that you physically utter the name of Hashem. Rachum is not the name of Hashem. Chanun Erech HaPayim, they're kinuyim, like the Mishnah says. And kinuyim is enough for a person to be chayv. HaMakal, if somebody curses, he's Megadef Es Hashem Bekulo on any one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayev Debir HaMeir. The Chachamim Poitrim, the Chachamim say no, that you're not Chayev if you're Mevorech one of the other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When are you Chayev? Only if you're Mevorech with the Shem HaMefarish. But if you're not Mevorech with the Shem HaMefarish, in that case you're not going to be Chayev. HaMakal Ova V'Imoy. The Halach is, if someone's Makal Ova V'Imoy, he's Chayev Skila. But there too, we learned these sugis together, Masech to Sanhedrin. The only time a Makal Ova V'Imoy is Chayev Skila, if he curses his parents in the name of Hashem. So he doesn't just curse his parents. He says, may Hashem curse them. So if someone's mekal ovav imay with the shem Hashem, he's chayiv. Which shem was? Again, the same achloikis. Bekulon chayiv divi Rameir. Rameir says any one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chacham and Poitrim, the Chacham say no, only the shem HaMefarish. HaMekal al atzmoy, if somebody curses himself, v'chaveroy, or his chaver, so v'di yina chayiv misa, but you are over a loisaseh. And there too, you're only over the loisaseh if you do it with one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which one of the names here, there's no machlokes bekulon. Doesn't matter which name you use. Over beloisase, you're going to be over aloisase. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Yakcha Hashem Elokim. Vechein yakcha Elokim. Zuhi Allah haksuva b'tayra. Chiddush. We keep on mentioning that the parasha Shavuos HaEdus, which requires a shvua, has in it a chiddush. You don't need that the Edom themselves should swear, but even if the Teveya was mashviya the Edom, that would be enough. Mushba b'piacherim, although in other areas of shvuos, maybe also shvuos apikadim, because of the gzeri shava, are not considered shvua, but in shvuos ha'edos, it's considered a shvua. What's the makar? It says, v'shama koil Allah. Says the Mishnah, it's implied from this next line of the Mishnah, a very big kiddush. The word Allah has another meaning. The simple meaning of Allah in this context is Shvua. But Allah is Saksuvah is Bataira are also Klolos. The Teichacha is referred to as an Allah. And it's for that reason Chazal said that if a Teveya would go over to two Edim and he would say, I want you to testify on my behalf. And the Edim say, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, really? If you don't testify, may the curses that are mentioned in the Teichacha, in Parashas Bechukosai, in Parashas Kepisavai, befall you. Whoa. If he says that, the halacha is, and they deny it again, it's as if they were mushba mipi acherim, and you're going to have the Parashas Shavuos HaEdus. Why? Because the Torah says, v'shama koil Allah. And Allah, although the simple meaning, again, means shua, but Allah is also a reference to the Allahs, as in the Teichacha, that's mentioned in the Torah. Thus, says the Mishnah, if the person would say, Yakcha Hashem, Yakcha is the beginning of a pasuk in the Teichacha. Yakcha Elikim, these are Allahs, aksuvis batayra, they're l'shoinois of Allahs. In other words, l'shoinus of shvua as it relates dafka to the parasha of Shavuos HaEdus, and that would be enough to trigger the halachas of Shavuos HaEdus. Al yakcha, what if the person says, if you say Edus, then the olei saksuvas b'teira shouldn't happen. Or v'yivarechacha, If you say Eidus, you know Eidus on my behalf. Come say Eidus, and ich wünsch dechun greisa bruches. V'yetiv lecha. Remeir mechayev, v'chacham epoichim. The Gemara is going to say, this is Remeir l'shitase throughout Shas. Remeir mesachtes nedarim, Remeir mesachtes kedushin perika oimer, regarding tonight kofo, Remeir holds michlal lavat ha-shemeya hen, v'chacham emargu, and that's already a sugya in tomorrow's stuff. Zok the Gemara, the first halacha of the Mishnah was, mashpiyani aleichem, mitzavani aleichem, oisarchem ani, these are all the shoynois of mushba mipi achir. What's the Gemara's kasha? We said in the Mishnah that the only time a shvua is considered a shvua with regards to shvua se'edos is if you swear in the name of Hashem. Mashpiyani aleichem. There's no reference to the shame of Hashem. If there's no reference to the shame of Hashem, how could that be a shvua? Amar Rav Yehuda hachikam. Mashpiyani aleichem b'shvua amura b'Torah. When he said mashpiyani, what he meant to say was he's referencing the word shvua that's mentioned in the Torah. And the word shvua mentioned in the Torah, the specific word shvua that he's referring to is mentioned in conjunction with the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So though he didn't mention the shame Hashem, it's as if he's referencing a shvua b'shem. Mitzavani aleichem mitzava amur b'tayr. He's referring to a pasuk. Rashi says, Eila ha-mitzvois be-parshas nedarim. We're in the parsha of nedarim and shvuos. You have the word mitzvois. That's the mitzavani. And that's mentioned in conjunction with the shame of Hashem. Or oisarchem ani. When he said oisarchem, he means be-isra amura b'toira. He means lesser iser, which is, again, a word of shvua that's mentioned in the Torah, together with the Kodesh. So even though he didn't mention the shame Hashem, he's referencing it, and that's why it's considered a mushba mipiachar. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, it works in the Mishnah. The problem is, Elo hadetani Reb Chiyo and a braisa added to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Mashbiani, Mitzavani, Oisarchemani. And Reb Chiya said, I'll give you another example. If the Edom would say, Koivalchemani, Koivalois are chains. I'm chaining you down to say Edus on my behalf. Harelu Chayav. The Mishnah says that's also a lashon of mushmei pi acherim, and you can have the parasha of Shvuah say Edus. Koivel by Raisa Miksiv. You didn't mention the Shem Hashem. And over there, you can't be referencing a word koivel that it says in the Torah, because it doesn't say the word in the Torah. Elam Rabaya, Abaya Sabshan, the Mishnah is differently. Hachi Kamer, Mashbiani Alechem, Beshvuah, Mitzaveyani Alechem, Beshvuah, Isarchemani Beshvuah, Kevalchemani Beshvuah. Meaning, the Mishnah just mentioned the Tchilas Haloshay. Mashbiani Alechem, that in and of itself would not be enough to render Shvuah Seidas, because you have to mention the Shem Hashem. But what the Mishnah is just saying is, if the tchilas, the beginning of what you said, was mashpiani, and then obviously you followed the guidelines, you mentioned the Shem Hashem, you started saying mitzav, and then you mentioned the Shem Hashem, oisarchem koivalchem, and then you mentioned the Shem Hashem, it's enochinami only in that instance that you are going to have the parasha of Shavuos Eidos. Ba'alif dalet, b'yudke, b'shakai, b'tzvokos, b'chanun, v'rachem, b'erach apayim, v'rav chesed. The Mishnah said, Hare elu chayovim. These are all considered names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it relates to Shavuos Se'edos. Zok de Gemara, l'meimro, you're suggesting, d'chanun v'rachem, she'imus nino? Chanun v'rachem. Now, chanun and rachem are two of the yud gemul midoy shal rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, keil, rachem, v'chanun. Mahu rachem, avato rachem, mahu chanun, avato chanun. These are midos. These are Hanhogos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah is saying a Chiddush. The Mishnah seems to be saying that Chanun and Rachum, Shemois Dinu. Frank the Gemara, I'll ask you a kasha. Yei Shemois Shein Nimchokim, Yei Shemois Shein Nimchokim. We know, you're not allowed to be moichek the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Pesukim talk about all the things you're supposed to do to Avodah Zarah, it says you should destroy it, you should erase it, you should wipe it off the face of the earth. And then it says, Loisasun kein l'Hashem alekechem. And Chazal learned from there that everything that you're obligated to do to the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the makar, that there's an iser to be moichek the Shem Hashem. Every little child knows that. You're not allowed to be moichek the Shem Hashem, thus shemois, etc. So, yesh shemois sheinim chokim, v'yesh shemois sheinim chokim. Stating that, the Braisa says, not all names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are you not allowed to raise. Some yes, some not. Elohim shemois sheinim chokim. These are names that you're not allowed to raise. Could go in Kael, Elohikecha, Elohikim, Elohikechem, Eker Asher Eker, interesting. Aleph Dalid, V'yud K, Shakai Tzvokos, Hare Elu Einim Chok, Avo, Hagodoil, Hagibor, Hanoiro, Ha'adir, Veha Chozok, Veha Amitz, Ha'izus, Chanu Verachim, Erech Hapayim, Rav Chesed, Hare Elu Einim Chokim, because they're not names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're not Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Freit the Gemara Stira, if these names can be Nimchak, why? Because they're not names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then why is it if somebody swears in those names, with Halach is he need a swear b'shem Hashem, it's considered a good shvuah. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Masnisa b'mishu chanun b'mishu rachum kamar. In our Mishnah, when he says, I swear in the name of Rachum, he doesn't mean I'm swearing in the midah of Rachum. I'm swearing in the name of he who is a Rachum. And that obviously is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when you refer to mishu rachum, you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the ultimate Racham. But Amalei Rava said, the Mishnah said that if someone swears in the name of Shemayim Va'aretz, it's not a good shvuah. Why don't you say the same thing? And it should be a shvuah. The Gemara says, Hachi Hashto, Hussam over there, Kimit Alekha Midiachrinid Igri Racham Echanu Vadi B'mishu Chanu Vadi B'mishu Racham Kamar. Who else is Racham other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who else is Chanun? Now there are people that are compassionate, there are nice guys, there are people that do chesed, but could you say, could you define them as being Rachum? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is someone that's intrinsically Rachum, that's intrinsically Chanun. But when it comes to Shemayim Va'aretz, Kimin Ika Shemayim Va'aretz, but Shemayim Va'aretz Kama. When you say the word Shemayim Va'aretz, you could mean I'm swearing in the name of Shemayim Va'aretz, as in the entity Shemayim Va'aretz, or you could say B'mi Shah Shemayim Va'aretz Shalai. Being that you can interpret it in two ways, we don't interpret it as being a Shvuah. But as it relates to Rachum Chanun, there are no two ways. And being that there are no two ways, it's for that reason we say that if somebody swears in the name of Rachum, if somebody swears in the name of Chanun, it is a Shvuah. I, Rachum Chanun, are not Shemayim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're Kinuyim, quote unquote. It's true. But we assume that what the person meant was B'mi Shehu Rachum B'misha Hu Chanun, and it's for that reason the Mishnah says if somebody would swear not only with the Shemos but B'kol HaKinuyim, we would always find a way to interpret. As long as we know you mean Hashem, we make it work. And it's for that reason, even though you didn't utter the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still the halacha is that the shvuah is going to be a shvuah. Tanu Rabbanan, more Gishmaki Gemaras. Kasam Aleph Dalet Me'alikim. So we mentioned, B'derech Agav, that you're not allowed to be moichik the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brisa mentioned certain names of Hashem, they're not allowed to be moichik. Says the Brisa on that note. If a person writes Aleph Lamed Me'alikim, Yud Hei Me'i Havaya, you're already not allowed to be moichik. So a person sitting down, he wants to write Elikim, and all he wrote was the Aleph Lamed. He never wrote the Hey and the Yud and the Men. Or a person wants to write the Shem Havaya, he wrote the Yud and the Hey, and he never finished it. He never wrote the Vav and the Hey. The halach is, you're not allowed to be moichik the Aleph Lamed, and you're not allowed to be moichik the Yud Hey. Shin Dalid, Mishakai, let's say you sat down to write Shakai, and all you wrote was Shin Dalid, or Aleph Dalid, Me Adnos, or you wanted to write the Shem Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, and all you wrote was Aleph Dalid, or Tzadik Dalid Yud Beis Mitzvokos. Harezei Nimchak, there you're allowed to be Meichik. Beisim, Beisim, Tzvokos, Kulei Nimchak, the whole word Tzvokos, you're allowed to be Meichik. Shalai Nikot Tzvokos, Allah Hashem Yisrael. Tzvokos is not one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather it's the name of Klai Yisrael. Shanema Vitzesi, as Tzvokosai, as Ami B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Amash, Shmuel, in Alach Rabbi Yisrael. Alach is not like Rabbi Yisrael. No, Tzvokos is one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a result, Alach is that you're not allowed to be Meichik. Now, what's Pashup Shan in this Brisa? So it's very simple. If a person writes Aleph Lamed from the Shem Elokim, Aleph Lamed is in and of itself one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person writes Yud Hei of the Shem Havaya, Yud Hei Ka is one of the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though your intent was to continue writing, but you stopped at a point where you have one of the Shemos. Being that you have one of the Shemos, is in the Semechiko. But if a person writes Shin Dalid of the Shem Shaka, Shin Dalid is not one of the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Shin Dalid. Or part of Tzvokos, or Aleph Dalet. Aleph Dalet is not a name. So being that Aleph Dalet is not one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for that reason the Aloch is, you're allowed to be Moichik. Tanu Rabban, another Aloch, Kol HaTofel L'Shem, if something is Tofel to one of the shames of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bein Milfanov, Bein Milachav. So if you add a prefix or a suffix to one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Arezei Nimchak. The prefix and the suffix, you're allowed to be Moichik. So the shame itself, you can't, obviously. But whatever precedes it or follows it, you can. What's an example of the fun of? Le Hashem. Lamed Nimchak. Be Hashem. Beis Nimchak. Ve Hashem Vav Nimchak. Me Hashem Mem Nimchak. She Hashem Shin Nimchak. Ha Hashem. He Nimchak. Ke Hashem. Kof Nimchak. La'achu Ketzot. What's examples of the Shem Hashem being after the name? Elekeinu Nun Vav Nimchak. Elekehem. Hey mem nimchak, elikechem chof mem nimchak. Others say laachrov ene nimchak shekvar kitshesh, and that it could be there's a chilek between lefonov and laachrov. Laachrov is not nimchak. Rafuna. Rafuna said halacha kacherim. The halacha is like achem. Let's just learn a little bit more Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Avram the latiel the novice begivus binyamin shloime daniel simen kol shemis amurim b'toyer b'avram kodesh. All the names that are mentioned in the context of Avram Avinu. So go through all the parashas of Avraham Avinu, wherever you see a name of Hashem, such as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it means Kodesh. It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chutz Mizeh. There's one Aleph Dalet Nun Yud that's not Kodesh. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Chol. Avraham Avinu is not talking to Hashem. He's talking to somebody else. Shenema, what's that pasuk? The pasuk's in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. Vayera Hashem, Imno Matzasi Chem Beinecho, Al No Savor Me Alav Decho. Right, Parashas Vayera begins, Vayera, Hashem, El Avram Beilene Mamre. And then, a few psukim later, Hashem, Avram says, Vayoymer Adonai, Imno Matzasi Chem Beinecho, Al No Savor Me Alav Decho. So who's he talking to? So it says the Gemara, he's not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was talking to the Malachim. And he was telling the Malachim, wait here, because, or please don't leave, I want to take care of you. I want to be Mekayim my mitzvah of Achnas Zarchim. Even though it says Aleph Dal Nun Yud, and every place it says Aleph Dal Nun Yud in the context of Avraham Avinu, who's it referring to? It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Aleph Dal Nun Yud is actually not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather this Aleph Dal Nun Yud is referring to, it's referring to the Malach. So that pasuk is Kodesh as well. Meaning, Avraham Avinu wasn't talking to the Malach when he said that. He was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was he telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem, I know you came to me. You came to do the mitzvah b'kuchaylem, Hashem. But please, wait here. I want to take care of my guest that just arrived. Says the Gemara, Keman ozlohod amrab yudamarab. K'day lach nos azorchin yoyis makbalas b'nei shechino. Keman kois azog. It's like that zog that said that Avraham Avinu told Hashem, I want you to wait here for a second because I need to go. And I need to take care of Achnasas Archim. So you see, Achnasas Archim is more chashev. You see from there that Achnasas Archim is more chashev even than Hakpolas Pnei Shechina. So you have a pasuk right in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. Vayomer Adonaiyim No Matzasi Chem Beinecha Al No Saver Malavdech. Who's Avraham Avinu talking to? Is he talking to the Malach or is he talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is he talking to the Malach? He's saying, please don't leave. I want to take care of you. Or is he talking to Hashem? Hashem, please wait 1 minute. Stay there for a moment because I need to take care of my guests. If that's the case, then you see from there that a gdoila hachnosas orchin yoisa mehakptolas pnei shechina. Incidentally, see, Parshas Vayera is a limud of hachnosas orchin. You see this unbelievable halacha, dvar agoda, as it relates to hachnosas orchin. Gdoila hachnosas orchin yoisa mehakptolas pnei shechina. But somebody told me you also see something unbelievable related to Bikur Chayla. Vayera elav Hashem. Hashem came to Avraham Avinu. What Hashem tell Avraham Avinu? Nothing. He didn't say anything. Vayera elav Hashem. He just showed up. He came to show moral support. He came to give chizik. And sometimes it's difficult to be mevakeh chayla because, like, what are you supposed to say? It's very hard sometimes to find the right words to tell the chayla and to give the person chizik. But you learn from Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be mevakeh chayla. And what did he say? Nothing. Vayera, he showed up. That's all a person has to do. Kol shemes amurim b'loit chol. Every time it says the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding loit, it's chol. It's not referring to Hashem. Chutz mizeh, there's one pasuk. Shenemar, when loit is running away with the malachim, so they're running out of time. Don't turn around. Loit's wife, salt. Vayera loit aleim al no adonai. See, he turns at first glance to the Malachim, because the pasuk says, "Vayomer loit aleihem." He's talking to them. So it sounds like, right, he's talking to the Malachim. Al no, and then he starts telling you about all the great chasadim you did to me. So it says the Gemara, that although the simple reading seems like Lloyd's talking to Malachim, he can't be talking to the Malachim. Why? Because what did he tell him? Lloyd believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't think the Malach was the source of his Hatava. And he's thanking him for bringing him all these Yeshuas? Must be he wasn't talking to the Malach. Must be that he's actually talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time it says the Shem Hashem in the context of Navos Kodesh. So it was Navos. So this is Perek Chelek 101. We have to go. Anyway, so who is Navos? Navos HaYisraeli. He owned the vineyard. Achav wanted his vineyard. Navos, there was no price in the world that he was willing to sell it for. Achav's wife, Jezebel, Izebel, said, I'll take care of it. And she had two Edom come, say that Navos was Mecharef u'megadef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They tried him, they ended up killing him. Years later, when Achav was fighting against Aram, and he continuously had success, to the point where Hashem didn't even know, how am I going to take down Achav? Because of different schosim that he had, the ruach of Navos HaYisraeli storms into the Bezin Shomailo. I am going to take care of Achav, because Achav killed me, Shaloi Kedin, and I'm going to avenge my blood from Achav. And that's eventually how Achav ends up being killed. So if you go to the parasha of Navos, the Ein Kam Mekoymoi, so there's several references to the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu? With Achav, you never know. Are you talking about Hashem? Or do you mean his pagans? Do you mean his Avodah Zarah? So it says the Gemara, Kol Shemus Amur B'Navos Kodesh. It's all Kodesh. B'Micha, in the context of Pesel Micha, Rebelez says B'Navos Kodesh. B'Micha, Yesh Mem Chav, Yesh Mem Kodesh. Aleph Lamed Chav, wherever it's with an Aleph Lamed, it's Chav. Yud K, wherever it says Yud K, Vav K, there it's Kodesh. Chutz Mizeh, there's one, Sha'alef Lamed, which is Aleph Lamed V'Kodesh, Kol Yimei HaYoyis Beisel L'Kim B'Shiloi. So the Pasuk over there says that the Pesel Micha was in existence. How long? As long as the Mishkan was in Shiloh, which is hard to believe. That's how many years Pesel Micha was in existence. But that Pasuk, Kol Yimei HaYoyis Beisel L'Kim B'Shiloi, Beisel L'Kim is Kodesh. We mean when the Mishkan was in Shiloh. So that's the only L'Kim in the whole parasha of Micha where we actually mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we actually mean Ha'elokim, as opposed to all the other references that all references of Avodah Zarah. Kol Shemus Amur B'Givas Binyamin, all the Shemus that it says by Givas Binyamin, Rabbi Lez Aimer Chol, Rabbi Shua Aimer Kodesh. Amul Rabbi Lez, what was Givas Binyamin? So the context over there is Pelegesh B'Giva. And after Shevet Binyamin violated this Pelegesh B'Giva, so all the Shvatim went and they fought against Binyamin, and there were many battles, and eventually the Yidden defeated Binyamin, and many, many Benjamites died. The Gemara, there was a machlekes. In those contexts over there, so when the Yidden are going to determine whether they should fight, they keep on being shoiled by Elikim. They're being shoiled by Elikim. Should we fight? Should we not fight? And there was a machlekes, we're not sure who they went to. Did they go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as in the Kohen Gadol, the Vetumim? Or maybe they went to their Avodah Zarah. Maybe that's what happened. That was this machloikis. Pretty significant machloikis when you're learning the psukim of Pelegesh B'Giva. Rebbe Lezer Omer Choyl, Rebbe Shua Omer Kodesh. Omer Rebbe Lezer told Rebbe Shua, V'chi Maftiach, V'ina Yosef. It must be Choyl. You know why not? Because Elikim kept on saying go, and they were never successful. Elikim wouldn't have said go if they weren't. The Uvitum always got it right. It seems like they got it wrong. Only Rabbi Yeshua, it's not true. Mashif Tiach also. The Uvitumim answered their question. But you know why it seemed like they got it wrong? Because they didn't ask right. They asked the wrong question. They didn't ask. They just want to know, should they fight? Fight. Are we going to win? that they didn't ask. As a matter of fact, the last time where they got the question right, so as it relates to raid, Rav Kiva Eger, in Shailos Hatshuvos Rav Kiva Eger, it's in Chelek Aleph, it's in Simin Chof Hei, was asked a gevaldige kasha. The halacha is, it's an Erechaim Simen Reish test, that if somebody has a suffix brachas, so you have a suffix, do you have to make a bracha or not make a bracha? Birchas Hanene. The halacha is, suffix brachas, the hakel, you're not allowed to make a bracha. You're also not allowed to eat, because it's also to eat without making a bracha. But the point is, if you have a suffix brachas, the halacha is, you don't make a bracha. There's two exceptions to the rule. One is Birchas HaMazon. The other one is a famous chiddush from the Shag Desaryeh, and that is Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaMazon, the Gemara says, is Deiraisa. Birchas HaTorah is a big shayla, but under a hold is also Deiraisa. And being that those brachas are Chiyuvei Deiraisa, so over there the halach is not Safik brachas lahakel. But if you have a Safik, if you benched, you're supposed to bench again. If you have a Safik, if you made Birchas HaTorah, you haven't zin by a Havarabba, but let's say even that didn't work. So then what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to make a brachas. So show you last Rav Kiva Eger, that I don't understand. Why is it that every time you have a Safik brachas lahakel, you don't make a bracha? Or even when you have a Safik Birchas HaMaz and Safik Birchas HaTorah, you do go ahead and make a bracha, and you get involved in maybe making a bracha she'en Netzricha, I have a poshte eitzah. The eitzah is, the Mishnah says in Perek Eluhein, Elu Nemarim B'chaloshein, that brachos could be said in any language. And it's Gepaskin Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simin Kuf Pehe. Not only could you make a bracha, the Nusach HaBracha in any language, but you can even say the Shem Hashem in any language. It's all included in the halacha that says that brachos could be said in any language. The truth is, it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Nem Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Binyamin Raya, Binyamin the Shepherd, Karach Rifta, he once broke bread. The Amar, and he said, Brich Mare Dahai Pita. That was the bracha. Amar Rav. Rav heard the bracha that Ben Yom and Raya made, and he said Yotza. Feit Gemara. How could Rav said Yotza? V'Amar Rav. Rav said Kol bracha she'im ba'askaras Hashem in a bracha. That if you make a bracha and you're not masking the Shem Hashem, it's not going to be a bracha. Samara says you're right. The Amar Ben Yom and Haraya said not Brich Mori Dahai Pita. He said Brich Rachmana Mori Dahai Pita. But the bottom line is, it's a Mefurash Gemara that you can make a bracha in any language. You can even be masked the Shem Hashem in any language. So the Shoyal asks Rabbi Kiveger. The Shach says in Yerudeh Simin Kuf Ayin Tes that even though it's aser to be moichik the Shem Hashem, like the Gemara talks about on Daf Lamed, it's aser to be moichik the Shem Hashem. Right? There's certain shemes that are enom nimchakin, but that's only true if you write the Shem Hashem Beloshen Hakodesh. If you write the Shem Hashem Beloshen Laz L'Shenei Azov Shel Hashach, for example, if you would write Got Beloshen Ashkenaz Ukedoyma and you would be Meichikit, you wouldn't be over the Isser Mechikas Hashem, because the Shem Hashem Beloshen Chol doesn't have the Kedusha that would garner an Isser Mechikas Hashem. So said the Shoyal Rabbi Kiveg, anytime a person finds himself in a situation where it's a Safik Brachis, let him make a Bracha B'chol Loshen. It's Mavur and Brachis Taf Mem on the days. It's Kapaskin and Erechaim Simekuf Behei that the Bracha is going to be a Bracha. You can even say the Shem Hashem. What did Binyamin Raya say? He said Brich Rachmana Mori Dahai Pita. Rachmana is referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What's the problem? Maybe you don't have a chiv to make a Bracha and you're going to be Moitzi the Shem Shemaim Levatola. You have nothing to worry about, because the Shach said that a Shem Beloshen Chol Adish Kedushas Hashem. You can be Moichik. If you give me Moichik, there's no wisdom to be masquerade either. So if that's the case, every single time there's a Sophic Bracha, the Shoyal asks Rabbi Kiveg, just make a Bracha. And by the way, his taina was, don't only use it for a Safik brachas where you can't make a bracha, you should use it for Birchas HaMasin as well. You should use it for Birchas HaTorah as well. Why get involved in a shaila, in a controversy, in a Safik brachas? Is an easy way out. Just make the bracha b'chol loshen, be maskeh the Shem Hashem b'chol loshen, you'll be yotzeh hilchas brachas based on the fact that brachas anamar b'chol loshen. You won't be over the iser of being maskeh Shem Shemayel v'atala based on the shachin yeridei simen kufayin tes. At first glance, this would seem to be a very, very easy, simple, obvious etza. So Kveger wrote back to the Shoyal a davar charef. He told him that we know, we spoke about this in the Hakdama to Perek Shvua Shayim Basra, that the Rambam Shita is that the only time a Shvua is a Shvua, whether it's a Shvua Sheker, whether it's a Shvua Shav, even a Shvua Zbitoy, the only time a Shvua is a Shvua is if the person swore in the name of Hashem. If a person makes a Shvua and he doesn't swear in the name of Hashem, it doesn't carry with it all the chiyuvim of Shvua. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha, says that although it's true, the only time a Shvua is if you swear in the name of Hashem, you don't actually have to be maskil one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody would swear using one of the kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that too would constitute swearing in the name of Hashem. Loshen HaRampam. Echad HaNishba. Oy Shehespi Oy Achar B'Shem HaMiyuchad Oy Be'echad Min HaKinuyim Kigoyin SheNishba B'Misha Shmoy Chanun U'B'Misha Shmoy Rachum U'B'Misha Shmoy Erech HaPayim U'Kiyoytze Behen B'Chol Loshoyin Arezu Shvua Gemur. So the Rambam, and this is in Hilchos Shvuos Perek Beis Halacha Beis, says that when I shtalda vek my shita, that every Shvua, I feel like Shvua's Bito, he has to have Hashem. It doesn't have to be the Shem HaMefoyrish Mamish. Even if it's only a Kinoy, if you say Rachum Chanun Erech HaPayim, being that these are kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand, we chab that you're mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that too would be enough for this to constitute a shvua with the Shem Hashem. Said Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's poshet, that if somebody would make a shvua, if somebody would swear, and he would swear in the name of Hashem, using not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name Beloshen HaKadosh, but rather Beloshen Chol, it would be a shvua. Why? Because it's like Gara from a kinoy, right? It can't be that saying God or God or some other synonym thereof should be gara from saying rachum chanun and erech hapayim. What's the side of rachum? Rachum doesn't mean Hashem, but it's a kinoy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We chap. When you say rachum, what you mean is misha shmoy rachum. Okay, so if you say got, it's also a kinoy. We chap that what you mean is misha shmoy got. You're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, even though it's true, it's not the chetzusoy, a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, a kinoy for the shame Hashem it is. Says Rabbi Kiveger, that's posh. So if somebody would swear any one of the shvuas of Masach the Shvuas, and you would do it in the name of God, that would be a geheriga shvua, right? There's no question in the world that would be a real shvua. If that's the case, said Rabbi Kiveger, the Gemara says in Masech des Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, Amar Rav, V'i Tema Reish Lakish. V'amri Lon, some say Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, V'amri Travayu. Kol HaMavarek Brachas Ein Etzricha. Any person that makes a bracha she'ina tzricha over mishum loisisa Hashem Hashem alekach l'ashav. If somebody makes a bracha where he didn't have to make a bracha, he's over loisisa Hashem Hashem alekach l'ashav. What's the oimik of this gemara? If somebody just mentions the name of Hashem in vain, he's over an essay. As Hashem alekach tira, you have to have yira of the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just frivolously mention the name of Hashem. If you do it in the context of a bracha, it gets upgraded. Now it's not only as Hashem alekech atiru, now it's loisisa Hashem Hashem alekech alashav, now it fits into the Ten Commandments. That means the word loisisa Hashem Hashem alekech alashav, which is the makar to shvua shav, doesn't mean shvua. If you look at the Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban says the word sisa means to carry. And he says very often you find the nusach of carry in the context of speech. Masa Dvar Hashem, the Nevi'im, sometimes you find that lashon. He brings different examples of Nach where you find this idea. But the bottom line is that Leisis Hashem Hashem Alekech Hashav is not inherently talking about a Shvuah. Now, of course, we know the Messiah is, I mean, Shvuah. But the Messiah is Oichit, that it's referring to a bracha she'ina tzricha. But said Rabbi Kiva Eger, what emerges is that if a person makes a bracha she'ina tzricha, this person is going to be over the lav in the Torah of Leisis Hashem Hashem Alekech Hashav. Now, the Amish Rabbi Kiva says is that if you take a look at Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah Lama Gimel Lama Aleph, Tosfos says that when the Gemara says if you make a bracha she'ina tzricha over loisisa, it's not a drasha gemura. It's an asmachta ba'alma. Really, all it is an isid rabbanu. If I care, making a bracha she'ina tzricha is less chamor than stam bi maske shem shemaim levatala, and all it is an asmachta the rabbanu diga loisisa. Or b'shitas Rambam and b'shitas Shari Shoyim is not that way, and that is loisisa shem Hashem al kachal hashav is a regular isid deiraisa. So said Rav Kiva Eger, what was the shayla zaitza? The shayla zaitza was that every time you have a suffik brachas, why do you not make a bracha? Or why do you get yourself involved in a suffik brachas? Why not just make the bracha b'chaloshin? Brachas an amar b'chaloshin. You'll be maske the shem shamayim b'chaloshin as well. What's the problem? The problem is that it's a suffik. How can you mention the name of Hashem? If you're going to say b'chaloshin, you have the shach and kofayin tes and yeridea that says that there's no wisdom b'chikas Hashem because it has no kedusha. So if it has no kedusha, there's no problem b'chikas Hashem. There's no wisdom to be maske shem shamayim either. Says Reb Kivegi, you know why? Oh, why it doesn't work? Because the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph Kol Mevarch Brachas Shein Yitzricha Oiver Mishum Loisisa. And if you're Oiver Mishum Loisisa Zois Hameres, it gets involved in that parasha Loisisa. The Torah says Loisisa Hashem Hashem Alekech Hashav. And the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Beis Hilchos Shvuos that what does it mean Loisisa Hashem Hashem Alekech Hashav? It means Afilu Akinoi. And that's Pashut, says Reb Kiva Eger, the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu Loshen Laz is like Garf and Akinoi. Can't be worse than Rachum Chanan and Erech Hapayim. If that's the case, you're going to be Oiver the Zelba Loisisa. And if that's the case, Reb Kiva Eger told the Shoyl, this is not going to be an Eitzah. Emes is, this Reb Kiva Eger, again, it's in Chuvus Reb Kiva Eger, Chelek Gal, Simen Chaf Hei, is Mefurish in the Chassam Sofer as well. The Chassam Sofer is in Chidushei Chassam Sofer, Al Ashas, Nedarim, Dav Beis, Amir Aleph. It's the last piece on that base. He says it a little bit more bekitzer, but after seeing the tshuva for Reb Kiva Eger, if you take a look at the Chassam Sofer said word for word that it's the same thing, just to read the last paragraph, after he chazes over the whole cheshbon we just made, will afizah mevur, the b'chol safik bracha, osa loy mabrich rachmona mora da'almo, dezeh havinami bracha levatolo, k'moy eloikeinu melech oilom, says the Chassam Sofer. It's going to be no different. Now just to clarify, I, Binyamin Raya, Ryan Brachas Dachmema Bebez, he made that bracha. And Rava said, Yatza, that's because he had a chiv to make a bracha. Avad, if you mechuyiv to make a bracha and you make the bracha is going to be a bracha. The shaila is, could you get out of a suffik brachas using this Eitzah? The answer is no, because this is always going to be considered a regular bracha. Recently, I got a hold of a sefer, thank you, Nachi, that's called Birchas Moshe. So this sefer, Birchas Moshe, was written by Rav Moshe Korner. He was a European gadol who lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s. He wrote many, many svarim. This particular sefer that he wrote is Negeya Hilchis Brachos. Hence the name of the sefer, which is called Birchas Moshe. Nachi tracked down the sefer somehow, and it ended up by me. But regardless, so in the Sefer Birchas Moshe, I was going through it a little bit. On page 28, he says as follows. He says,
Shagodzru Oim Reb Simin Reish Tesiv Gimel B'chol HaBrachos Im Nistapek Im Beirach Einem B'varach Loi B'tchil Loi B'sait. Anytime you have a Safik Brachos, you don't make a Bracha. Chutz Mi Birchas HaMazin Shehu Shal Teira V'agoyim Shagasari Simi Chavdal Hoichiach Degam Birchas HaTeira Doi Raisa, etc., etc. And then he says as follows: V'zocharti Yomim Mikedem Shebemesibas Rash Mulchamois Ba'artzois Italia. There was a war going on in Italy. Bishnas Tovkov Samachtes. That's the year 1809. Misparon. There was an issue where the Oilam was having a hard time finding a kosher esrog. And the only esrog they were able to find came from Corfu. So if you know, you know. This was the Corfu esrog tumul. Shayu az becheskas merkavin, and there was a big tumult about it because the Olam held that the esrog was a morkiv. And at that point, hamira hazokin kimashmoi ukehadurash harav amuvik agadol batoyer bechsidus Rav Daniel zeichetzadik the kaddish levracha sheyoshav al kase hayrab bekilam mefuara hayratna amo bamolus shal toyer veizem vechika yoisem miyud davin becharif zubekias vetikin az levarich brich rachmana atshekedishano bemitzvayis vetzivano al netilas lulav. So at that time, the great Meira, Rav Daniel Meharatna, who by the way is famous for his work called Chamudei Daniel. So the Baal Chamudei Daniel, he went and he issued the following psak. He said he wrote 10 pages on this. And he said you should take this esrog, which was a questionable esrog, this Corfu esrog, because of Cheskas Morkav, and you should make a bracha. But the bracha that you should make is Brich Rachmano, Asheket Yishanu B'mitzvayis V'tzivanu. Don't be masked the Shem Hashem. What you should do is you should say the Shem Hashem B'loshem Las. V'chol G'doylei Ha'ir Shamalup and everybody heard the psak of the Chamudei Daniel and everybody went along with it. They made a bracha on this esrog hamurkiv or this questionable esrog, the Corfu esrog, and they made the bracha beloshen las. And then he says as follows: Kigroi hagoyin, Meirenu v'Rabenu, haramoisha soifer, yarich yomav al kisei mamlachte bekilu kadoisha prishbar divrei. He said that this, it sounds a little bit like he had written this somewhere, and the Chassam Sofer, this is while the Chassam Sofer is alive, this Sofer that I'm reading from was printed in 1833. So the Chassam Sofer somehow got a hold of this, psak. V'som ayin iyunay aleyem, and he was ma'ayin in the inyan, yoysem mishfu eshtayim, great pun, considering what we're learning right now, he tivu mili be'enov, he liked very much these words, ha'tohirim, kashe biyodoy, Mechtovoy, or Kashabiyodi, Mechtovoy, Mechoydish Sivan Shnas Herani Masay Tokfoy. In fact, I have a letter that I received from the Chassam Sofer, dated the year Tovkov Peivov, Sha'osa Halacha L'Maisa. Did he actually pass in this way Halacha L'Maisa? What was the Maisa? Pam Achas Hikra Mikro Loitahira Hisa Lavana. One time the Lavana wasn't pure. Vayakar of Lizman, Yudal Yomim Chai Shois, Rach Sadik Vavachetzi Chalokim Noch Finif, I don't know. Pasach Vamar Brich Rachmana Vichulu, Asheb Mamore Barish Chokim. And he went ahead and he did this. So this Yid, Rav Moshe Korner, writes that I had written somewhere this psak from the Chamudei Daniel regarding the Corfu Esrog, and the Chassam Sofer saw it, and he wrote me a letter. He says, I have the letter. It's Chodesh Sivan, right? Dovah B'itay Matoy. It's the year Tovkuv Peivav. He said, I'm literally physically sitting on this letter with the Chassam Sofer, right? I had a tremendous hanav from what you said. As a matter of fact, I went and I passed in this Shailu. It was Negeya Kiddush Lavana. And then he writes, there was another Gadol that came across this psak. Also, Rabbi Yitzchak Dukla, he was one of the Gaivids of Prishbarg. And the bottom line is, Ander Tzadikin went along with this psak. He brings different examples of where he personally implemented them. One of them is very, very interesting. He writes, Ha'edim k'sherim halalu, oydim chayim v'kayomim tila l'Hashem yisal. He said, all these Eidim that I'm saying are masked. Me, the Chassam Sofer is alive. Ken Stefregen of the Vils. He says, they're all alive right now. Hu berach yogin aleim v'aleinu. And then he says as follows. V'al piem berachti. He says, I want you to know, I once invoked this bracha by myself. I said, brich rachmana al asar harotzu l'reiv echov Anshel Rothschild. He said, I once met Anshel Rothschild. And he said, I wanted to make a bracha when I met him. But I don't know if I'm allowed to make a bracha. So he said, I invoked this. I said, I heard it from the Chamudei Daniel. The Chassam Sofer wrote me a letter that he likes it. He says, well, why can't I do it? And he said, it's based on a Magen Avram, that if you meet someone that's like a Grace Gvir, a big Tsar, even though he's not a Melech Mamish, could be you can make a bracha. But the Maisa, I was a little bit unsure. So I did this. Then he says, one time I had a tailor make me a suit. And this suit was Mamish, a beautiful suit. And I wanted to make a toiva meitiv, and I wasn't sure. So again, I said, Brich Rachmoni. He says, this is minhagi me'olam. I always go ahead, and whenever I'm not sure what to do, this is the bracha that I make. So I'm mamish. Nachi gave me this sefer 2 weeks ago, and I took it with me to Shul Shabbos morning. I'm going through it, and Imamish brings that he has a letter from the Hilik Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer loved this idea, and it's a pella. It's not like the Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eger, okay? Chassam Sofer is allowed to argue with his Shvei Reb Kiva Eger, but it's not like the Chassam Sofer Alein. The Chassam Sofer writes Rochel Bitcha Ktana in the Dorim Dav Beis. He says in Mamish Mefurish Ulefizem Mavur. The bechol safik bracha also loy ma brich rachmana mara da alma des a havi nami bracha levatol kemoya li kenu melach oil rochel bitcha ktana chayra it's a pella. What's going on over here? So I searched up and down. First of all, is this a tshuvas chassam sofer? It's not a tshuvas chassam sofer. So I said, how are we going to find this tshuva? So this is the best secret on the Sfarim Shack. You look at the Mafteches Rav Avadya Yosef. Right? If you ever have to find something, I figured, let me go to the Mafteches Rav Avadya Yosef. He's for sure going to have a tshuva or two or three on this topic. And Kol Rozloi Onesloi. So for sure, if this Sefer Birchas Moish, I just don't even know who wrote it, he's probably going to have access to it. So I looked in the Maftech, and sure enough, he has a long tshuva, and bang. He brings this Sefer Birchas Moshe, and he brings the Rabbi Yosef Zechariah Stern, the great Sinai, already had access to this Birchas Moshe. In fact, in its Siv, in his Hemek Shelo, in his Pirush on the Sheiltis, he also quoted this Sefer Birchas Moshe, and he brings the whole Arichas. And then he says, take a look in the Shailos Hetshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, and this is in Chelik Yud, it's in Simon Yud Aleph, it's a tshuva that was written to Rabbi Yisrael Veltz. So Rabbi Yisrael Veltz was the Gaivid of Budapest who ended up living in Yerushalayim after the war, and he was very nunt with the Tzitz Eliezer. We have a raid bite where we spoke about a shaychis between Rabbi Yisrael Veltz and the Tzitz Eliezer. It was also negay an esrig. Not the Korfu esrig, but with regards to whether or not the Yidden took Dalet Minim when they were in the Midbar. But regardless, so he, Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, Rabbi Yisrael Veltz came across this Birchas Moshe. He saw quoted in a sefer. And he wrote to the Tzitz Eliezer, it's a pliyat suma because it doesn't stim with the Chassam Sofer in the Dorim Dav Beis. How do these two Chassam Sofer stims? What's going on over here? Now, it's very interesting because if you go through the tshuva and if you like this type of drama, like Sfarim drama, Ayin Shom, there's a lot there. It's in Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Yud Simen Yud Aleph. It's Mamish Kedai if you like this. But regardless, so over there, it seems that when Rabbi Yisrael Veltz saw this Sefer Birchas Moshe quoted, the way it was quoted was that the Chassam Sofer had passed in the Psak of the Chamudei Daniel that you should make a bracha on the Korfu Esrig, albeit Beloshen Las. That was the Psak that he had made. And the Rabbi Yisrael Veltz said there's no way the Chassam Sofer would have passed in to make a bracha on the Korfu Esrig. It's not possible. So they clarified and they found out that that Sefer had been misquoting the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer really had never said it regarding the Korfu Esrig. He said it regarding Kiddush Levana. That's what he had said it about. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael Veltz wrote back, it's still Shver. It's still Shver. Because at the end of the day, how does it stim with the Chassam Sofer in the Dorim Daf Beis? At the end of the day, there's still a Steirus Chassam Sofer. So how could it be? So the Tzitz Eliezer writes back to him as follows. He says, Demis is like this. I don't know if it's such a Steirus. Because if the Maisa was said regarding Kiddush Levana, then it could be Kiddush Levana is different for two reasons. Number one, Kiddush Levana is a Birchas Hoidah. And there's a Shita in Shailos HaTshuvos Beis David HaSfardi, Eir Chaim Simon Shin Nun Tes, that we don't say Safik Brachas LaHakol when it comes to Birchas Hoidah. Additionally, Kiddush Levana, the mitzvah is the bracha. It's not a bracha on something else. The bracha is the guf mitzvah, and he says, "Ayn shalos hachuvas chikigay lev chelukar rechaim simin dalit." Where it could be over there, you don't say suffik brachas lahak. I mean, this bekiyas is just nishnama. So he said, based on those two factors, it could be that there's a chiluk between kiddush levana and between what the Chassam Sofer was writing about in the Dorim Daf Beis. But he says, but at the end of the day, this is what he says. Says, we don't know for sure what's going on. Because what we have is one tiny excerpt of a letter. You don't know whether there are other factors. Maybe the Chassam Sofer held Ruba de Ruba, Stodim, really, you should make the bracha. He was mamish being soimich on it for a little neufich. He says, it's very, very hard to know what exactly meant. Said the Tzitz Eliezer, v'nuchal al kein lahar, I think it's okay to have the following here. That b'kigoyin zeh, This is a tzustel to something that Rav Shmuel Landau wrote in Madur Tinyan of Noida B'Yehuda Yerudei Simen Chav Tes. Kasher Rav Gadol Lecha, this is famous. Kosav Leisha Ovev Agoy Noida B'Yehuda Idea Leisha Chazam Ipsak. It was a tumult about a certain fish, and the Noida B'Yehuda and Ishim Gakula, and there was the Rabbanim were not happy with it. And then after the Petir of the Noida B'Yehuda, a certain Rav of a Kehila wrote to Rav Shmuel Landau that I got a letter from your father, and your father told me that he was Chayser. And Rav Shmuel Landau wrote back to him, you're a shakran. He says, you're a liar. He says, you mean to tell me that my father was okay with having a psak circulating in Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda and not telling the world that it's not okay, but he decided to tell you? Right? V'hamevin Yavin, you hear shmuz like this sometimes about different poiskim, that they know that he didn't really mean it. L'maisin, this is what Shmuel Landau wrote back. He says, don't chalila think that my father would have done. He would be machshel at tzibur, but you know the truth. He says, you're a shakran. He came down so strong on him. And he says, I don't know, but maybe you could be maharer that if we know that the Chasam Sofer wrote, Rochel Bitcha Ktana, he said, mefurish, that it's aser, you have a letter from Tov Kuf Pei Vav. You have to know Vashtet in that letter. And unless you know Vashtet in that letter, this is not something you can bring into Beis Medrash, and it's not something you'd be able to be Seimachon, because Ein Lanu Ela Mashe Einenu Royas, and that is the Psak over there. And the Emes is like this. Tzitz Eliezer brings, he says, take a look in the Maram Shik, who is the Talmud Muvik of the Chasam Sofer, in the Maram Shik's Sefer HaMitzvahs, and this is in Mitzvah Samech Tes. Says the Maram Shik, the Chen. He brings this chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, this groisa chiddush that you can't make a suffik brachas afilu b'lashon chayil. He says, "V'chein shamati mipi morin hagoyim b'al chasam sofer. V'chein hu bechidush of reish perikamid in adarim. The gam ba'omah brich rachmana dahipita im hulav atala even bishum leisisa afal gavtu b'lashon targum v'rak kinoi." Again, v'chein shamati mipi morin agoyim b'al chasam sofer, v'chein hu bechidusha. He said, I saw in his chidushim and I heard it from his mouth that Ram Shik, who was a Talmud Muvik of the chasam sofer, was made that he heard from the chasam sofer, klar, that he went along with this psak. By the way, if you want to just add one knach, some of the drama that's going on in the tshuva, Tzitz Eliezer, he said, this letter that Ram Moshe Korner had was from the year Tov Kuf Pei Vav. He said, the chidush chasam sofer that we have, right, we know the Chasam Sofer used to date everything that he wrote, Ki Yodua, and the date of the Chidush Chasam Sofer Masechta Sadarim is Tov Kuf Pei Vav. It's the same year. See, you can't even say maybe he was Chayzer, it's like too hard. The two were written mamish on the same year. The bottom line is, this is the Psak of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Azei Shteit Oichet in the Helege Chasam Sofer, a little bit of drama that's playing itself out here in the Sefer Brichas Moshe with these, I just stumbled on it, but the way these Bekiyim and these Sinais had and varfing all these Marmakoyim. It's mamish not to be believed. It is kedai to mention that the Pnei Yeshua, Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Beis says mefurish that the Eitzah works. So even though Rabbi Kiva Eger says it doesn't work, and the Chasam Sofer says it doesn't work, I mean, we had the Eidus about the Chamudi Daniel, and it seems like the Chasam Sofer was also maskim to it at the very least on some level, but it's already a Pnei Yeshua from Kadmoinim. It comes from Pnei Yeshua as the Chador Fri of the Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Kiva Eger. But either way, Pnei Yeshua mefurish and Brachos Yud Beis Amar Aleph, he suggests this as an Eitzah in the event that somebody finds himself in a situation. We are going to stop here.